This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The judge overseeing the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, says he has received threats and is being guarded by deputy U.S. marshals. Meantime, jurors continue to deliberate evidence presented by the prosecution, who accused Manafort of 18 felony counts, and the defense team. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters about the Manafort trial.
He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The case has drawn particular interest in the U.S. because it is the first trial conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors in their wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Days after removing former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official, AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been blasting Bruce Ohr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Ohr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Ohr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mali opposition leader Soumaila Cisse rejects the announcement that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is the winner of last week's presidential runoff. Cisse says runoff results from his party show that he won the election. This is VOA News.